Welcome to the Kids Learn podcast. I'm Professor Suki, and get ready to learn. What is a gifted learner? If you think it's confusing that some kids you know have been called gifted, you're not alone. Most adults are confused too. I think the reason people are confused is because of a poor word choice. Gifted makes it sound like no one else has gifts, which is absolutely untrue. Here's an analogy. Imagine you developed extra long legs in comparison to the average when you were 9 years old. When you're 10, maybe it becomes clear on field day that you can run faster than most kids. When you get into middle school, there's a track team and you're encouraged to join it. When you're in high school, maybe you get onto a special competitive team and get some different coaching than other kids. You can think of gifted brains as brains that have a different from average learning attribute, just like a physical attribute. The long legs of a gifted brain might be an ability to do math more quickly or remember any information it sees in written form. There are lots of kinds of gifted brains. Is gifted a value judgment? It's not supposed to be. If you know any gifted kids, or if you are one, you know that they are people just like anyone else, with their strengths and weaknesses. People struggle in different areas, and people excel in different areas. Diversity is a great strength of the human race, a great strength that we should celebrate. Why are people uncomfortable with giftedness? It seems weird, doesn't it? People aren't uncomfortable that there's a kid with long legs who becomes a great runner. They're not uncomfortable with someone who loves art so much they become a great painter. But people are definitely uncomfortable with the idea that there are smart kids. And because people are uncomfortable, sometimes they don't talk about it. Or they say giftedness doesn't exist, even though it's obvious that it does. I think people are uncomfortable with it because it seems like a value judgment. That word was a terrible choice. The fact is, all people, even people who are developmentally disabled and can't do basic math, are precious and important. Can gifted people have disabilities too? Yep, there's even a word for it. Twice exceptional. A person who is a gifted learner can also have a physical disability like blindness, a learning disability like dyslexia, or an emotional disability like severe anxiety. So what do gifted kids need? First, like all kids, gifted kids need to know that other kids accept them. Second, just like all kids, gifted kids need to learn in environments that work for them. Third, just like all kids, gifted kids need to work to develop their areas of strength as well as their areas of weakness. We are all human. We're all important. We're all precious. So let's appreciate each other's gifts.